I think that producers have accepted the need for facial identification on these cattle, as adult cattle we're talking about, so that we can move them into commerce freely. And if they do have a problem, we can trace them back to origin and resolve the problem without impacting the rest of the industry as much as we would if they were unidentified.
Now, for those that maybe have not completely done things, there's still some rules and regulations they got to follow, though, right?
Yes, the rule is in place for animals that are moving within the state of Florida. If they leave the place of origin or the place wherever they were on September the 14th of 2014, when the rule was enacted, they have to be officially identified. The official identification is a nationally unique number, like the VIN number on a truck or a car, that identifies that cow back to that piece of land where she was originally housed.
For that information, though, you've got it all on your website, or they can contact you, though, correct?
Right. The Division of Animal Industry. Look up Florida Division of Animal Industry or Florida Department of Agriculture, which is freshfromflorida.com /AI for animal industry. And it's pretty easy to find the information that tells them how to go about getting official ID tags. All the manufacturers of tags have tags that are official ID, but any of the major manufacturers have the right kind of tags to use to make the cattle have official ID.
But as you told me earlier, you're pleased with the way things are going with a lot of the producers across the state.
We are quite pleased. When the Florida Cattlemen's Association Board of Directors, which has representatives from all across the industry, they voted unanimously to have the Department of Agriculture move forward with an identification rule. There was talk of a federal rule coming in place at the same time, but the cattle producers in Florida thought they needed their Commissioner of Agriculture and Department to move forward with an ID rule to protect our industry. We did it. We enacted the rule working with the industry, and we've been really pleased that the industry has embraced it and have moved forward, and they're doing it. Instead of wondering why and all that, they accepted it, and they're moving forward. The livestock markets have been great partners with us. All nine markets have ways for their customers. If their customer shows up with an untagged animal or whatever, they can get them tagged for them. They can help them get tags in their cows before they go through the market channels.